I'm Jonathan Reeves. A large shell of concrete and steel on East Johnson Avenue in Jonesboro is the future NEA Baptist Hospital. The 80-acre campus is a flurry of activity, as over 230 workers are building the main hospital, clinic, and the new cancer center.
I don't know if you can actually comprehend how big this building is until you stand in the front door and look from east to west, and it is very impressive. I'm in awe every day I come to work.
That's Mike Simzisco, the superintendent in charge of the massive project on Highway 49. The 45-year-old has been in construction for much of his life and has built hospitals in seven states. Simzisco tells what makes this one different.
The sheer volume of square footage. Typically, a replacement facility is a big hospital is 380 to 450,000 square foot. The hospital alone is a 475,000 square foot hospital. Then, along with that, we're building a 213,000 square foot clinic, a 64,000 square foot administration building, and a 17,000 square foot energy plant. So total square footage for the project is 769,000 square feet on 86-acre campus. So just the sheer volume of this job and the sheer size of it is a challenge alone.
Simzisco says managing the construction site can be challenging. The other challenge, the weather.
It rains a lot in Jonesboro. So the weather, although temperature-wise, we've been very fortunate temperature-wise. We have had a lot of wet weather, so it's a challenge to keep the site dry, to keep the areas under construction free of water and mud, and, you know, for every day of rain, you know, it takes a day to dry the site out and to get everybody back working, so that's probably been one of the largest challenges, and then just schedule-wise, to keep on schedule, and, you know, we have a 24-month construction schedule. I think we have 17 months left from today. Just ensuring that we have delivery scheduled and that materials are showing up in a timely manner, on time, and just keeping all the subcontractors on their schedule.
And he says the project will mean a lot to the area.
You know, just the economical growth from the hospital. There'll be businesses that'll spring up all around the hospital. And it's, you know, it creates jobs for everybody in the community, and then, you know, businesses will start springing up all around the hospital, and in a couple years the topography of the whole job, the whole area will change a lot.
Fantastic. Now, where are we standing right now for our listeners?
We're standing right on the northwest corner of the clinic building. And inside the clinic, basically, we have radiology, and there's a vision center, and we'll be moving on into the hospital and then around into the administration building, and we'll walk through the central energy plant here in just a minute.
Okay, let's go.
And Simzisco is my tour guide through the site. We start off through the hospital by going toward the back of the building.
We're
going
to head over to the central energy plant. Basically, it's where all the utilities come in from the city, and they come into the central utility plant, and that everything in the central energy plant will feed all the power and utility requirements for the hospital and the clinic and the administration building.
So let's talk about what it takes to power a hospital like this.
A lot of power. We got a series of switch gears, emergency generators. Basically, there are two emergency generators. One emergency generator is capable of powering the entire facility. So there's double redundancy as far as the emergency generators go. The power to the switch gears or the transformers are double fed from two power grids. So to ever have true power failure at the hospital would almost be impossible. You would have to have both power grids go down, both emergency generators go down. So essentially, you have quadruple redundancy to always provide the hospital with power.
And from there, we move to the central west part of the hospital.
We're in the main lobby. Actually, where we're standing now is right about where the patient admitting area is, and just off to our left is the main lobby area of the hospital. So we're basically in the front door, standing in the front door of the facility.
Now from there, we continue walking through the entire first floor, snaking our way around beams, poles, construction equipment, and workers to get to the next destination.
So basically, we're over into the radiology area now. We get into, really the meat and potatoes of the hospital. So, you know, we have our MRIs, our radiology rooms, our cath labs. So all the floor depressions that you're looking at in this area, this is basically the radiology department.
Now, also on the first floor is the emergency room area. San Francisco says there are six stories at the new hospital and tells what each floor will have on them.
It's basically laid out on the first floor is administration and food services, emergency department, radiology. Then you move on up into the second floor and you have more radiology, operating rooms, cath labs, and when you get up to third floor, that's basically all your mom baby floor, postpartum, labor and delivery, and then fourth floor and fifth floor are basically patient floors, medical surge floors, and they're just general patient rooms.
And San Francisco says the roof is designed that if additional floors needed to be added later, the shell allows for that. Francisco says that we can go to the second floor to check out where the operating rooms will be, but we can't go up any further. Major construction going on the rest of the way, and a concrete truck had a huge hose connected to it, pumping concrete to the fifth floor. So we take makeshift stairs and go up the second floor and start walking around. He tells what's on that floor.
Basically, we're in the surgical suite area where the operating rooms are. 12 total operating rooms. I have four orthopedic neurology rooms, three general ORs, open heart OR, and a hybrid OR and a future hybrid OR, and one systology operating room. So a rather large surgical suite. So roughly about, it encompasses almost all of area E, so about 34,000 square foot just for surgical area alone.
And some parts of the second floor are blocked off where the angio lab and the cath lab are located, as well as other emergency or OR offices would be. From the second floor, we could see a couple of courtyards being constructed. Being on the second floor also gave a semi-panoramic view of all the construction going on, something that San Francisco says he still enjoys seeing even after being in construction for many years.
It seems to me like the way I kind of gather this from you, your excitement's kind of almost like a kid in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, I guess when I was a kid, you know, I was about like any other kid. I like to play with Tonka toys were the big thing when I was growing up. So, you know, I had all sorts of construction Tonka toys, and you know, I enjoyed building stuff from an early age and seeing work go in place and seeing the big equipment on the job. And yeah, I still am excited about it, even at age 45. It's very exciting.
And that's Mike Simzisco, who says the project's right on time and will be open next year in the summertime. Now, tomorrow we continue with our series. We'll talk to Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin as we continue on with our Highway 49 series here on KASU.